إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, talking about the issue of risk, I remember a beautiful story about Imam Al-Awza'i rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullah alayhi was a great imam of this ummah, a great faqih, and he had a madhab like Imam Shafi'i and Imam Abu Hanifa and so on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has qudrat that that madhab today, there's almost nobody who follows that madhab. But that's nothing to do, it's not because it's wrong or something. It's just, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qadr. But Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi alayhi is hugely respected. His fatawa are in the book of fiqh, books of fiqh of different madhahib. And he's one of the great faqihs and one of the great ulama of the Salaf. Now Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi alayhi says that he was going for Umrah in a caravan. And this caravan got waylaid by highway robbers. And they looted the caravan. You know, some people were injured, maybe a couple of them was killed or something. And the leader of the band of robbers, he came to Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi alayhi, and he had a naked sword in his hand. And he said to, he looked at him and he said, "What do you do?" So this great faqih, this great imam, he didn't tell him that I am a mufti, I am a faqih, and I am a great scholar. The man said, "What do you do?" And Imam Al-Awza'i said, "I teach children the Quran. I teach Quran to children." So the man said, "So you are a teacher of the Quran?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Recite something for me." He was a Muslim himself. He said, "Recite something for me." Now, here is Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi alayhi, and he recited just one ayah. And he recited this ayat of Surah Az-Zariyat, ayah number 22, where he said, "وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعْدُونَ." Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, "وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعْدُونَ." And in the heaven is your sustenance and what you are threatened with. In the heaven is your sustenance and what you are threatened with. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعْدُونَ. Now there is a recitation and recitation. And as I always say, the power of the recitation is the kalam of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And the tune of the recitation is the understanding of the reciter of that kalam. It's not, the Quran is not a song to be sung, and there are no rules of singing. There is only rules of pronunciation. So here is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being recited, not just by anyone, but by somebody who understands and lives that kalam. And there is a difference between that. There is a difference between the recitation of the kalam of Allah by someone who is doing that routinely, or somebody who is doing that as a means of making money, and somebody who is doing that for the love of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and who is doing that from the bottom of his heart, and every cell in his body bears witness to the truth of that kalam. And the person who does, who recites that kalam is somebody who lives by that kalam. There's a huge difference, a vast difference between these kinds of recitations. Here was Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi alayhi, who was, inshallah, one of the awliya of Allah. And here is him saying, reciting this kalam of Allah, because he lived by this kalam. So he said, "وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ." And in the heaven is your sustenance and that which you are threatened with. The king of the robbers, the leader of the gang of robbers, he started shivering and the sword fell from his hand. And he said, "My Rabb said this." He said, "My Rabb said this." He said that in the heaven is my risk. In the heaven is my sustenance. He said, "Then why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Why am I holding up people? Why am I robbing people? Why am I killing people?" And he started weeping and he said, my Rab said this, my risk is the heavens. Then why am I earning haram? Seriously, ask yourself, those of you who have businesses on interest, those of you who are living on interest, in the heavens is your sustenance, and also in the heavens is that which you are threatened with, which is the enmity of your Rab, if you go against his will, and if you deal in the interest. Fear that. Have hope in his risk, and fear his punishment. Here was this man, he said, Wallahi, he said, my Rab said this, and this is what I'm doing. He turned from Imam al-Awza'i, and he called his people and he said, drop your swords, forget these people, give back what you looted from them, and we are going. He said, I have given up this work, I will not do this work anymore. And they left. Imam al-Awza'i, he said, well, this whole thing happened. And then we got back everything that we had lost. And we picked up our stuff, and then he said we reached Makkah. And then he said one day, I was making tawaf of the Kaaba. And he said, I heard a man weeping. First of all, it was strange to hear a man weeping. But he said, not only was this man weeping, but he was weeping like a woman, like a mother, whose baby has been pulled out of her hands by soldiers and slaughtered and given back to the woman. Imagine this woman who is sitting there with her baby in her lap, and the soldiers come and grab the baby and pull it out of her lap and slit its throat and give the baby back to the mother. Imam al-Awza'i said the way that kind of woman would cry, you know, her whole soul is in that crying. Her tears are, it's her life which is going out of her body. It's like that. It's grief at a level which we cannot even imagine. Wallahi, today there are actually mothers in this ummah who are crying like that because of what is happening to their children. May Allah forgive us. Wallahi, what a state we have reached. So Imam al-Awza'i said that imagine that kind of a woman, what kind of grief, and how will that grief express itself in tears? He said, I heard a man crying like that. So he said, I turned towards that and I looked, and he said, what do I see? I see that man is the leader of that gang of robbers who had waylaid us on the highway. So Imam al-Awza'i said, I went there and tapped him on his shoulder. The man looked up at me, and Imam al-Awza'i said that I recited for him the second ayat, the ayah number 23. Imam al-Awza'i didn't say ayah number something. I'm just saying this too, so you have the reference. So Imam al-Awza'i said, when the man looked up at me, I recited the next ayah. And the next ayah is, فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ الْحَقِّ مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْطِقُونَ فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah said, and by the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath on himself. There is no greater oath than the oath that is taken by Allah on his own glory and majesty. And Allah says, فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, by the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ, verily this is definitely and surely the truth. What is that? What is the truth? The ayah before that, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُعَدُونَ, that in the heaven is your sustenance, is your risk, and what you are threatened with. Allah is saying, by my glory and my majesty, by the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, this is true. My brothers and sisters. Subhanallah, what assurance do you want? What assurance do you want that your rizq is in the heavens? And that you do not have to do haram to earn. That you do not have to choose haram to earn. What more assurance do you want, Wallahi? This is your Rabb. This is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu himself. He is not just speaking, he is taking an oath by himself. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ الْحَقْ مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْطِقُونَ. Let it just like you speak to each other. See, the example is giving. If I talk to you and you listen to me, you understand what I'm saying. Because we speak in the same language. Allah says, by the Rabb of the heavens and the earth. By the creator and sustainer of the heavens and the earth. This is surely the truth. Just as you speak. Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullah said, this man who was a jahil in the eyes of the world. He looked up at Imam Al-Awza'i and he said, why does my Rabb have to take an oath by himself? He said, for me. He said, my Rabb takes an oath by himself for me. He said, I'm nothing, I'm less than nothing. Why does my Rabb have to take such a big oath to convince me? Wallahi, how will I answer to my Rabb? Here is a man who is a criminal, who was a criminal. A man who's a jahil. He does not understand Quran. He's not an alim. He didn't graduate from any Darul Uloom or from any Jamia or from any university. He did not read any books. He's not a mufassir of the Quran. He's not a hafiz. He's not a mufti. He's nothing. He's a rubber. And this man has the understanding of the kalam that wallahi. One ayah changes life. One ayah changes life. One ayah changes life. And when Allah, when he reads the kalam of Allah, he says, my Rabb is talking to me. My Rabb is talking to me. فَمَا رَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. He said, why does he have to say that? For me, I am nothing. I am nothing. He said this for me. Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullah said, wallahi, the man was a jahil. He said, the man was a jahil. But he said, the kalam of Allah descended on his heart. Ya Rab, Ya Kareem. I'm reminded about a story of Allama Iqbal rahmatullah alayh. He said that his father had made this rule for him that every day he must not leave the house until he finishes his dawr of the Quran, until he finishes the reading of the portion of the Quran that he used to read every day. So Allama Iqbal said that I was sitting, and he was a little boy at the time, so he said I was sitting and reading the Quran, trying to finish my portion for the day so I can go out. And he said, my father walked past me and he stopped and he said, that kalam will have no effect on you until it descends on your heart. He said, us kalam ka tumhare par jab tak asar nahi hoga, jab tak ke us kalam ka nuzul tumhare seene mein ho, jab tak ke us Quran ka nuzul tumhare dil mein na ho. He said, the nuzul of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, it will have no effect on you until the kalam of Allah descends on your heart. Brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to his kalam and to enable us to have the nuzul of the kalam on our hearts so that we get hidayat from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this kalam for hidayah. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The purpose of the Quran is to give hidayat, but hidayat comes only to the muttaqun. I ask Allah to make us among those who will be counted as the muttaqun when we meet him on the day of judgment. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.